Jeb Bush got into several political scrapes as governor of Florida, and he's a brother of a former president who had low approval ratings at the end of his time in the White House. But UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says those problems should not matter to the diehard Republicans who back Scott Walker for governor.
Generally speaking, people who contribute to a campaign are, in a sense, the true believers, the base of a party or of an ideology. So while there might be swaths of American population who have a very bad feeling about the Bush years or the Bush family or the Bush administration, certainly people who are tried and true Republicans would not feel that way.
Lee says Walker will take advantage of Jeb Bush's popularity with the GOP base and charge between $250 and $5,000 at a Milwaukee fundraiser tonight. Lee says in return, Bush may be using the event as a gauge of his potential for a new job, perhaps in politics.
The fact that he's coming to Milwaukee to do a fundraiser for a fellow Republican is an indication that he wants to keep alive the possibility of a future career, and that he's sort of, in a sense, collecting IOUs from people around the country.
Lee says the Bush fundraiser is another sign that Walker is better connected to mainstream party leaders than is Walker's GOP opponent, Mark Newman. Democrats plan events in Milwaukee tonight trying to link Scott Walker to the Bush family failures. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.